It's the 28th of March. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedfordshire News in 100 seconds. A Bedfordshire MP has called for a debate on overhauling British summertime to make better use of daylight hours, citing benefits like saving energy and reducing bills. This weekend, clocks will move forward by 1 hour, marking the start of British summertime. Labour MP Alex Mair advocates for the return to Churchill time from World War II, where clocks are moved forward by 2 hours at the end of March. She believes this change could save £485 million annually and reduce carbon emissions. However, critics argue that it could increase road accidents and impact outdoor workers due to dark mornings. Despite this, there are currently no plans to change the system in the UK. Bedfordshire Fire and Rescue Service held an award ceremony yesterday at Cranfield University to honour staff and their families. The event recognised long service achievements with 7 20-year and 2 25-year medals awarded. Chief Fire Officer Andy Hopkinson and the Lord Lieutenant of Bedfordshire, Mrs. Susan Lusada, presented the awards. Bedford Borough Council, in partnership with GLL, has launched a new initiative offering free gym and swim access for foster carers, their households and foster children. Foster carers can register at selected Better Leisure facilities with proof of ID and address. The scheme aims to support foster carers' wellbeing and recognise their individual contribution. Councillor Jane Walker expressed gratitude for foster carers' dedication, while Gillian Kelly of GLL highlighted the importance of supporting the local community. Several independent businesses in Bedford are celebrating their place in the regional finals for the 2025 Muddy Stilettos Awards. Finalists include Favourite Bar, The Cellar Bar, For Casual Dining, Naughty Pizza, Children's Business, Jelly Legs UK, Beauty Salon, Quartz and Bloom, and Favourite Hotel, the Bedford Swan Hotel. Voting for the regional finals closes on April 15th, with winners announced on April the 30th. That's your Bedfordshire News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same four walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar? Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative, with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.